Welcome to Identity Church Sunday Morning Message, where sonship is revealed. Stay tuned at the end of this message to receive more information about resources available through Identity Church. Now grab your Bible, sit back, and enjoy a message from Identity Church that is already in progress.
You know, God is looking for a few good men. A few good men. But see, Jesus came so each one of you can be that man.
Yes.
See, we have been in a season, pressed down, shaken up. What's going on? I spoke to my prophet friend and she said it's across the board. Rejoice! It's an opportunity to overcome. Each time we overcome, promotion comes.
That's right.
Will you be one of those men? See, family's all on God's heart. I got to tell you, I've been through some stuff. I sat at my desk yesterday and wept. I don't got anything to say. And I felt his gracious arms round about me and said, daughter, I've never left you. I'm not going to leave you out to dry.
That's right.
That's our Patty. In the midnight hour, he began to speak to me. See, a long time ago with all the wounds of my father, I learned about Father God, and he replaced some of that. He healed that. He filled the void in me. But you know, my dad was still alive. He was still around. And when he was no longer around, I could go visit him or talk to him. I began to feel the void again. I'm telling you, last night, he felt it. He felt it. So this is a season, brothers and sisters. We need one another.
Yes.
Even those you think that got it all going on, we need one another. Can't overcome without you. As we lock arms, listen, I believe there's a great move coming. It's already dispersing.
Yes.
Okay, it's like the rain when a hurricane comes, the barometric pressure drops, and you feel it. You feel it. You feel it. And all the while, it's pressing you down, down to where you're on your knees, to where you're on your face. Listen, it's all about overcoming. Each one of you, and I've shared this with you, comes from a different background, raised differently. And all those things, we come into one pot and it's hodgepodge. And how do we figure this thing out? Because I really don't like you. But yet, God commands that I love you. I don't get a choice. And if the church can't demonstrate his heart, we might as well go home. You know, there's just people, I gotta tell you, there's Rodney. He opens his mouth out, whoop! What happened there? I love you, Rodney. Mary Ann's running around frantic. We all got our stuff. What will we do? Will we love even in the midst? That's the message of the hour. Will you love even though? Will you be faithful to God even when it appears He's not faithful to you? My daughter, less than 1 week, fell, broke her jaw in 3 places. 1 week from surgery. Oh, what's she been doing? Well, she must have done something wrong. Oh, the enemy has access. Oh, maybe not.
That's right. That's right. That's
right. Maybe not. Maybe it's circumstances. But I get a choice how I will respond in the midst. No greater love than a man lays down his life. I want it my way. God says His ways are higher than mine. Here's the awesome thing, brothers and sisters. I don't want to figure it out. I don't have to figure it out. All I can do is stand. Because He abides in me and I in Him. See, He's going everywhere with me. How can I fail? Danny Silk has this course in it. Parents, learn how to, your kids can succeed. Set them up for success. Don't you believe God wants you to succeed? You know, we take some principles out of the Old Testament and we're trying to, if I could just get this to line up. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. No more parading. Love yourself. Forgive yourself. This is a season for you to overcome. Be in help. No offense zone. If you're free from you, you're free from everyone else. Listen, great things are happening, but I can't see them. There's too much pressure. But He's never left you, but He's never forsaken you. Glory. His glory surrounds you. That's what I saw in worship this morning. His glory encircling you. All you got to do is open your eyes to see. The end of me is where He begins. The end of me. Not my will, but His will be done. See, I know there's something that needs to be broken in this house. I know there is. There's a complacency, almost a lethargy, and it lays in the atmosphere. And it needs to go. Because God's got some things He wants to do here. He's got some things He wants to do here. But We're ho-hum. We're complacent. Where's our zeal for the Lord? Where's our passion for the Lord? Return to your first love. He's here, he's here. He's got some healing in the house. There's healing manifesting now. There's healing. Receive the Lord. I saw you in my dreams. You got something to say, you say it. Be obedient to the Lord. See, what can happen is when the pressure comes in you and the shaking comes, we begin to doubt. We have an identity crisis. Did God really say? Did he say?
That's right.
That's when I need you. That's when I need you to come alongside and say, oh, yes, he did. Come on, baby, let's keep going. Amen. We're going to finish this race and we're going to finish it strong.
That's right.
This is the good news. He's all up in family, guys, not just yours.
That's right.
He's all up in this. He rejoices over this. And as we overcome difficulties, we draw closer and closer and closer together. Till I know you. See, when my boys would lie to me, I had three boys. Two were 5 months difference in their ages, and the other one was, he's 3 years. But the interesting thing is, what one wouldn't try, the other would try. I had a pretty good upbringing for ministry. But you know, they sit there and their little mouths are running and they're just lying up a storm. And you just know they're lying because you know you got them eyes in the back of your head. And you know, and I say, look me in the eyes. Because the eyes are the window of the soul. We don't look at each other in the eyes because we're afraid. You might see we're having a hard time. We're afraid into me, you might see. Into me, you might see. I'm strong. Listen, I compartmentalize and I go through stuff and I have to react and I don't have time to process. I just have to react and respond. But I tell you, when it's all over, baby, woo, it's processing time. And we all go through things differently. But where's our discernment? Oh, I'm a prophet. Let me put my hat on right. I can discern anything. You can't even discern your brother who's hurting beside you. Don't tell me that you can. Do you think that God dismisses that? and makes this more important? No. All things, his heart, beats for you. He beats for you. And listen, if we can't touch and agree in this house and go out, hang it up, baby. Well, I don't like the way they looked at me. Did you see they did not even smile? What is up with them? And what happens? The critical spirit comes in and it kills the vision, the prophetic, the creative miracles of God that transforms the heart of men. Because I deserve my wall. And if I keep you this far, then I'm safe. But doesn't the Lord say he will protect us? Oh. So do we really believe? Listen, I did a study on discouragement. Because I got with Pastor Charlie and he'd been feeling that way, and I did, for sure, man. And this is a reversing force. Discouragement. It's a reversing force. Disability. Dishonest. All these things. But the interesting thing is God meant it for you to have abilities, not disabilities. Listen, when Christy was a baby and I began to do a study on disability, I said, nobody's labeling her. Because my God says, all things are possible. Yes. Yeah, sure, she may have some limitations here, but she doesn't here. Amen. You lay hold, you grab hold of the possibilities. I am not limited by my circumstances. I serve a God who created the entire universe. All things are possible. A negative, a reversing force. But he said to Joshua, be strong, be of good courage. For I am with you. And yet somehow, what does this happen, guys? We get amnesia. We forget. That we're packing the power of the Holy Ghost, who has the answer to every situation, every problem that's on the inside of us. But woe is me. On my job today is to remind you who you are. It is not to give in, let go, quit. Because I'm telling you, that's not my vocab. And listen, if it's in yours, let me help you. Let me lock arms with you and let's go. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. He ordains my steps. Everywhere I go, the angels have gone before me to prepare a way so I will be successful. But the first thing that happens, what happens? I must have done something wrong. I didn't hear God. Maybe you just need to stand. Maybe you just need to stand in the midst until you get different orders. Because he's causing all things to work for you. Just because it doesn't turn out like you think it should, I failed. I'm sorry, I'm a little animated. That's just me. That's it. It just is. Words have movement. And they say, go. But you're stuck. Man, you're stuck. I'm stuck. My feet are glued. Because I really need to forgive somebody. I need to forgive God. I need to forgive myself. Oh, tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll do it. Not a problem. And then the next turns into the next day. The next day. And you got a pattern and you got a rhythm and you got a method going and you can't quite step out of it and you don't know how to get out of it. How do I get out of this? That's why I need you. That's why I need you. You need to kind of take my arm and say, come on out of that flow there, baby. You got some things to do. I don't want to see you get hung up. Don't miss your opportunity. All come to the table in time. He's looking for a few good men. Will you be one? Will you be one? The other night at a meeting, my daughter gave a prophetic word. She said, you're going to be a dream changer, not just a dream catcher. Amen. A dream changer.
Yes.
But see, it's all clouded and you can't quite see yours and you don't know how to get it back and you're stuck. You're stuck. That's why I need you. That's why I need you. We all need one another. White, black, short, tall, fat, doesn't matter, skinny, young, old. We all need one another. When I had the dance ministry, I had young 70s. And somebody came and said, you need to split them up. And I said, no. Because each one had something to give the other. If you can't see the value, if you cannot see the treasure in another, because you see all the stuff. Hey, God used a donkey, guys. Just saying.
He was animated too.
Just saying. So when your child comes up to you and says, Mommy, da 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 da.
Yes.
And you know, this is a God thing. Don't dismiss it. If so-and-so who you're offended with comes over and gives you a word, honor them. Doesn't mean you have to receive the whole word, but honor them. We're so worried about who's on top and who's on bottom. Who's on the totem pole? It just shouldn't be. And I know God's heart is grieved. It is grieved. See, we've been given crowns and they're supposed to say victory. But they say victim. I am the victim of my circumstances. And so I need you to grab my hand and say, oh, baby, no, you're not. You're mighty in the Lord. And you house the Holy Spirit. So therefore, I honor you. Is family important? Is family on God's heart? Is family about competition, jealousy, rivalry, lying, dishonesty? No. It's all about Him. But the awesome thing is, He says it's all about you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper unless you let it in. He knew. It's amazing. Dr. Carolyn Leaf, you know, scientifically explains everything. But God knew. He said, just renew your mind, guys. But we just can't believe Him. We've got to go elsewhere to figure it out. Because that's part of that pattern. Because when you don't renew your mind, you end up in this cycle. And He knew that. Before the foundations of the world. Do you think He's smart? Do you think He's smart? How about when I say you're dumb and I'm smart? Do you think that honors Him? He loves that person just as much as He loves you. He values that person just as much as He loves you. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Eternity reigns on the inside of you. Nikki, all you got to do is pull on it, baby. All you got to do is pull on it. And He's ever present. I just got to do what? Get to the end of me. You got... Where's the mic?
How's everybody doing? Amen, amen. I'm trying to be brief, but one thing came to my mind, and I said, Lord, what's going on? So anyways, the last 2 weeks, some crazy things happened that's never happened to me in my life. The first thing that happened is Waste Pro destroyed my mailbox and tried to hide it. So they had to call some people, and they had to get cameras from the garbage truck to see that they destroyed my mailbox. Oh, y'all might think that's no big deal. Okay. So then 3 days after that, I was in the neighborhood and I was going about 30 miles an hour. My neighbor, who was probably three houses down from where I stayed, followed me to my house, came to the door, rung on the doorbell, and basically wanted to beat me up saying I was speeding. Crazy, huh? And so when this happened, I said, God, what's going on? So the guy came. Let me just tell you what happened. He came. He had an Orange County construction thing. He worked for Orange County. I don't know what he is for Orange County. I said, man, you know, what's going on? This is not a construction zone. He said, no, I'm your neighbor, and you was going too fast, and you could hit kids. I looked around. I said, there was no kids on this road. What are you talking about, man? And I was doing 30. He said, you're going too fast. I say, I was doing 30 at the most. I say, you follow me to my house, and you want to beat me up in a nice way with your verbal tone. I say, but I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a pass. I'm finna go back and, you know, where I stay at, and you need to go home to your kids. And y'all might say, what does that got to do with anything that she's been talking about? Sometimes you got to let God handle things. I could have took the route that most of my family would have told me the route was call the police, get the man in trouble, and do all this that I don't believe God wanted me to do. I asked God, and God did not want me to call the police. That man is dealing with some things. And that incident is going to allow me to be able to minister and connect with that man another time. He's going to come back to me, but this time he's going to come in a different way because of the way I handled it. Somebody in here is getting oppressed and harassed or whatever, maybe at your job by somebody. But God wants to know, how are you going to respond to it? Oh, see, we don't want to hear this kind of talk. How are we going to respond to adverse situations is going to determine, can we be in a position to minister to somebody else? But, you know, a lot of people don't like that responsibility because we feel we have a right. That's the problem that God had to say. We got to die. We feel we have a right to respond however we feel we should respond. Because I'm going to tell you something. 2 or 3 years ago, he would have came to me like that. It'd have been a whole different, you know, conversation. Because when he was talking, he was literally about as close to this mic, and I had to step back and say, hey, man, you need to calm down. I know you got kids, blase, blase, but you need to go to work because I don't know what's wrong with you today. But I'm being honest with you. I was just shocked how this man was talking. And it was just, I was like, man, something bigger is going on here that I'm not seeing. And so, like the woman of God said, when you see people, sometimes you got to look past what they're saying and what they're doing and see them. See what's really going on.
Amen.
But a lot of times, and I'm going to share this, then I'm going to sit down, that every day I ask God, where am I at? Can you use me? Can you use me at Walmart? Can you use me when I'm at the park? Can you use me in my neighborhood? Can you use me when I'm cutting grass? Can you use me anywhere? Not just at church, but anywhere. And I believe God is looking for some people that he can use anywhere.
Amen.
Are you available when you don't think you need to be available? Can somebody call you and say, I need prayer right now? And you need prayer more than they do. Oh, so you think. God is just looking. I mean, I used to hear this scripture all the time, and I used to say, God, what are you talking about? He says the harvest is plentiful. There's many people that need God and need God's help. Not just the world, but the saints too. But the laborers are few. There's very few people that want to labor for God. Everybody want a platform, which means they want to be seen.
Ooh.
They want to be noticed. Yeah. The most frustrating thing in the world is every time I go to some churches, a lot of guys who are not even ministers want to be called minister before they say anything. Okay, minister. I said, man, I didn't know you was a minister. You got offended because I didn't call you minister. So whatever, minister, pastor, prophet, whatever you want to be called. Man, I just say man of God, whatever you want to say. So that's what God has taught me, and I think that's for some people in here, that where is your focus? Where is your focus? When you wake up in the morning, what's your focus? Is your focus just on your job? Is it just on your kids? Really, is it just on you? What about the kingdom? It's people right here in front of you every day, not just at church, in your neighborhoods, in your communities, at your jobs, with your kids that are hurting. But are we going to take the time to ask the Holy Spirit to use us? And pay attention, or we just gonna go about our day. But then when we come to church, we want somebody to pour into us, and we really a lot of times don't want to pour into nobody else. Amen.
Amen.
There's the truth of the matter. We let people that carry a lot of garbage run over our mailbox, and we can't hear from God.
Yeah. Amen. Christy, Colossians 2, 9 and 10. Listen, my ministry starts in my house. Starts in my home. Starts with my husband. Starts with my kids, my dog. And out of the overflow, I can greet you with a smile. And know my God is faithful. For in him all the fullness of the deity dwells in bodily form. And in him you have been made complete. Wait a minute, I'm missing this. Oh, it says complete. And he is the head over all rule and authority. That's our God. Jesus. You are complete in him. You just got to believe you are. You got to stop second guessing. Worship team, come up. I want to demonstrate something to you. You want to come up, Karen? With them? I want to demonstrate something. And the Lord gives me this stuff. Would you make it like a horseshoe? This is what we do before we worship. We touch and agree. We strengthen our brother. This is what we do. This is church, guys. This is church. Then what do? We come together for one purpose. And we, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jesus.
We lift up the name of Jesus. Then they disperse. Is that not a picture of the church?
Yes.
We come to form for one purpose. Jesus. And we strengthen our brothers. We actually reach out and touch them and pray for them. So guys, I have more, but I'm not going to do it. Love one another as Christ has loved you. Love yourself. Forgive yourself. Because he's forgiven you. Let him reign in your life, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the adversities, regardless of the discouragement. Let him reign. And that's what I learned. And that's what I present you. I have one more thing I'm going to read. And then, unless Pastor Charlie wants to add something to it. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we could ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Take it. Run with it. Take it. Don't stop. Don't let go. Hold tight. When all else fails, he never does.
Thank you for tuning into today's message from Identity Church. To know more about us, go to identitychurch.net, where you'll find resources such as a calendar, media, and upcoming events. You may also download an app for your mobile device from the Apple App Store or Google Play. Then from your mobile device, you can hear our messages, read from the Bible, take notes, connect with us on the social media, and even pay your tithe. Again, thank you for tuning into today's message from Identity Church.